I'm Peter Biello with VPR News. Lawmakers say the Shumlin administration did the right thing by temporarily shutting down the state's health exchange website. But as VPR's Peter Hirschfeld reports, they say legislators should have been given more advance notice.
Chittenden Representative Ginny Lyons is the chairwoman of the legislature's Healthcare Oversight Committee. And she says that security shortcomings on Vermont Health Connect warranted the decision earlier this week to shut it down. But Lyons says legislators were once again caught flat-footed by a surprise announcement of bad news from the administration of Governor Peter Shumlin.
I believe that some prior notice would have been very helpful to folks so that we could respond to the questions that we've been asked.
Lyons expressed that sentiment to Shumlin's chief of healthcare reform, Lawrence Miller. On Thursday, Miller made his first appearance before lawmakers since the dramatic announcement on Tuesday. He told legislators that the state had failed to attain key federal security benchmarks, and he said that disabling the site altogether was the only, quote, rational decision. Miller said he appreciated lawmakers' frustration at being kept in the dark until the last moment, but he said he did not regret the decision.
Security advisors say if you're going to do something for a security reason, you do not telegraph that ahead of time because you simply make yourself an attractive target in the interim.
Miller said the site will be up and functioning before November 15th. He said this latest move to resolve long-standing technological problems will be far more successful than the failed attempts of the past. The state hired a new contractor called Optum to take over the project last month.
I would say that the addition of a substantial number of people with fresh perspective and direct experience with these issues has been like night and day. And we have fresh faces on the state side, too. I think it's important to acknowledge that we need to step up our performance. It's not just the contractors.
But confidence among lawmakers and healthcare providers is flagging, and the state's inability to deliver a fully functioning insurance exchange has fueled new doubt about the next phase of Shumlin's reform agenda, an agenda that aims ultimately to transition to a single-payer healthcare system. Here's Paul Harrington, Executive Vice President of the Vermont Medical Society.
As we've had some experience moving from hope to experience, the skepticism of this being a successful endeavor has increased.
Addison Senator Claire Eyre is the Democratic chairwoman of the Senate Committee on Health and Welfare. Eyre says she remains convinced that the current system needs a dramatic overhaul, but she says she's not so sure the public is still on board.
Part of making universal health care or single-payer care a success is to gain confidence that the people are going to use it and provide it and pay for it. And I think their confidence has been shaken, and justifiably so.
Reform Chief Lawrence Miller says the federal government will cover any cost overruns related to the shutdown of the exchange. For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld in Montpelier.